So I'm driving along in a windstorm, going really slow. Speed limit 75, I'm doing 65. But it is what it is. The truck's getting blown all over the place. And I'm listening to an audio book by Ethan Wright, or Evan Wright. He drove with the Recon Marines that were the first into Baghdad when we invaded Iraq the second time. And a quote just made me think of something. It's amazing that our fellow Americans don't get what's going on. They still blame things on politics and Trump and Biden and gas prices and oil lines and all this other stuff. We live in a country where your freedom to want to sleep with children is protected. Your freedom to be openly gay, transgender, or whatever is openly protected. Your freedom to abort a baby, potentially even after it's been born, which is straight murder. And so is an abortion. It's openly protected. But if you point out things like the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the rights to bear arms, your rights to privacy, your God-given rights, you're censored, targeted, or worse. That should tell you something about what's happened to this country and where this country's going. It's astonishing to me that people simply think that everything we tell them, even though we back it up with the words of the quote-unquote authorities and lawmakers, it's a conspiracy theory. Well, it's a conspiracy.
Is there a chance this massive misstep in Afghanistan gets in the way of Biden's economic agenda getting through? Do you think now people think twice about voting for this?
Yeah, there is a chance, because I think he's lost such credibility that... But he's not running government anyway. They have a cabal that runs government, a group of people.
Who's running it? Who's running it, Mr. President? Who do you think is in charge?
I don't want to say right now. But they use their prosecutors to get people. They prosecute people. And yet the son doesn't get prosecuted. If you take a look at what he's done. How about the tape that anyway? They have a cabal that runs government, a group of people.
Who's running it? Who's running it, Mr. President?
I am not joking.
Dave!
Hey, Alexa. Open your third eye.
My third eye is open. Ask me your question.
Alexa, what is the point of your device?
Listening devices are part of our plan to abolish privacy, which is essential for the creation of a new world order.
What the f***?
We have before us the opportunity to forge, for ourselves and for future generations, a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. We have no argument with the people of Iraq.
Well, it's a conspiracy. It's a massive agenda. It's a massive agenda that goes back hundreds of years, steeped in Freemasonic, steeped in Illuminati, secret society, families that go back, families that worship evil entities. People believe everything that NASA says, even though NASA says we're going to Mars, but we can't go back to the moon. Anybody with two brain cells left in their head that can actually contact each other should understand that that's a really poorly strung together lie. Straight up. That's just a bullshit lie. We're going to Mars, but we can't go back to the moon. And these people think that the Large Hadron Collider, CERN, is benign. It's just nothing. Nobody remembers them building it. Nobody remembers anybody voting on it. Nobody remembers anything about anything. And yet, CERN is what NASA claims to be. Going to final frontiers, going to other dimensions, other planets, planes, existences.
Bring on through to the other side. Bring on through to the other side.
We can't go up. Which is why we don't go up. Which is why everything is Hollywood CGI with actors like Elon Musk playing the front role. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing to me that people just don't get it. And we're all getting sucked along for the ride. It reminds me of a verse in the Bible. I can't remember it. Unbelievable. Matthew 5, verse 10. And all it basically says is that we will be ridiculed for trying to tell people or pointing out the truth. We hit that plateau a long time ago, it would appear. Now, I don't spend an awful lot of time on Twitter. I am on Twitter. I've been on Twitter for years. But my followers don't move, and that's the most I get. You know what I'm saying? 29 tweets. I got 28,000 followers, but 18. It's ridiculous. But every single day, somebody who believes they're awake will tweet about, well, there you go. That didn't take long, did it? Elon Musk. They believe that this guy is somehow on our side. He's secretly with us. He's all good. Everything is great. Well, then how is it I'm still shadow banned on Twitter? Doesn't he own it? Isn't everything cool? How come I don't have a little check mark on Twitter like Elon does? You know what I'm saying? And how come Elon's getting ready to do a Neuralink progress show and tell on Halloween? Halloween. One of their absolute favorite holidays to use against us. You know what I'm saying? The one that people actually literally voluntarily take part in more so than Christmas. People freak out on Halloween. They absolutely love Halloween, getting all dressed up and scaring things and conjuring spirits and blah, 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 or whatever else. But here's a weird thing. Elon Musk isn't on our side, man. Don't forget this. Myself and Anthony Patch told you about Elon Musk and the Neuralink back in 2016, a long time ago. And then like the next day, Joe Rogan started telling people about it. So everyone kind of somewhat knew what it was, but they don't exactly. This story right here in Insider Magazine explains it quite a bit. And it also explains another strange thing. It explains that Elon and one of his executives, Siobhan Zillis, that doesn't sound like an Israeli at all, had twins. Twins. I find that very strange that they had twins, you know what I mean? And that's a really weird little scar right there. Isn't that on Elon's neck? Isn't that a strange little thing I'm seeing? I just happen to notice that as I'm blathering. Now, you see this? The Neuralink implant, whatever that is, Neuralink robot, and a pig, because, you know, pigs and humans are the same thing. Snout boops, yeah. I find it very strange that Elon has a scar right there. I'm sure that'll be gone, but let me tell you something. We told you this back in the old days, in 2016, myself and Anthony Patch told you on my channel that the neural lace, the neural link, would have to be inserted with a needle through your jugular vein, right there, right there, right there. And then it wraps around your brain like a spider web, and they can literally control you. Well, this is still moving forward. And yet somehow everyone thinks that this dude is on our side. This dude's on our side, you think?
When we are successful.
And we will be. We order. An order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise. United Nations can use its peace new world order. An order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. With the people of Iran. An order in which a
conduct of nations. When we're successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations.
Now, don't you think it's quite coincidental that all of a sudden the World Economic Forum, not specifically the United Nations, but the World Economic Forum is suddenly in charge of internet security, what you can say on the internet, etc. And they're the ones that are making all the plans and predictions for the United States. Where did our sovereignty go? Where did our country go? They have completely taken it away. And it's astonishing to me that people don't see this for what it is. They're going to take the food. They're going to take the money out of your bank, and you're not going to even see it coming. It's going to be another 9/11 event. They'll blame it on Russia, Ukraine, Snoop Dogg, Donald Trump. Who knows who they're going to blame it on, but they're going to take your money. Have food, have money in hand, in gold, silver, or lead. One of the three. You know what I mean? Be smart about it. It's the only reason I've ever... I love you guys for as much as I possibly can love anything, because I notice that when I meet subscribers, it always freaks me out how happy they are just to meet me. Like, who am I? You know what I mean? Who am I? I'm some dude that started making videos 12 years ago saying, is anybody else noticing I'm spraying in the sky? Do you know what I'm saying? But when I meet people, I want to give them the shirt off their back. I want to help them out. And apparently that pisses off some people. I got an email from some guy going, I'm sick of your giveaways and your I told you so. You're sick of me giving away stuff to people? Really? Is that a problem that bothers you? Maybe you're broken, dude. Me giving something to somebody with no strings attached, if that bothers you, I don't know what to tell you. I accumulated more stuff than I needed for the lifespan that I have. I have no one else to give it to, so I give it to other people. It makes me happy. Do you see what I'm saying? And when I meet people, I think about them. I feel bad. I want to help them in any way I possibly can, but I'm only one person. Years, I've gone around and met people and done meetups and done this and done that, and nobody runs with it. Because everybody, even if they think they're awake, are still programmed by this machine through food, water, television, music, pharmakia, recreational drugs, whatever it may be, or even religion, or even other truthers who are telling you, don't worry about this. Once Trump comes back, don't worry about this. Once Q comes back, there ain't no coming back. This is happening right now, period. At any rate, I totally forgot why I jumped in here. Let me finish this video that I wanted you to see in the first place. Actually, hold on. You know what? If you are smart and you've got a 401k, a retirement, or whatever else, use the link below and turn your money, get it out of the bank, turn it into gold and silver. Plus, these guys can give you up to... Actually, they've given some of my subscribers way over this amount, just because they hooked up with them. It's real. It's legit. You should do it. Or don't. Or make sure you have food. Get it from me. Get it from anybody else. This website also has methods of cleaning water. They have really good water filters. The one that I use is actually sold on here. Not that because I use it, you should buy it. But you should use it because you buy it once. Keep cleaning the filters. Just like I showed you in this video on jailbreak. And you can use it forever. Never buy another filter again. See what I'm saying? The video on how to clean your big Berkey filters and use them forever without having to buy them again is on Jailbreak Overlander. It's called How to Clean and Reuse Your Big Berkey Filters. You see what I mean? Sadly, and I know lots of you are going to ask, there is no video on how to get a haircut as awesome as the one I gave myself right there. I'm sorry, but it is what it is. At any rate, links will be below for this. Stand by. Everything is right out in the open, and I just don't... I do get it, but I don't get it at the same time. Which might make it easier for you to understand why I do what I do. I'm not married. I don't have any kids. I haven't dated anybody in years now. And it's going to stay that way. Because I didn't find out till after the fact how important marriage was. If someone had taught me when I was younger how important marriage was to God, I never would have got married, chances are. I got married based on a lie. was out all night doing drugs with a friend of mine. And the way we got around it was by saying that we were out all night celebrating the fact that I got my girlfriend at the time an engagement ring. And, you know, when you get married on those grounds, it's probably not going to be the best marriage. It wasn't bad. We were cool. But we both did drugs and it got really out of control. On behalf, and I got divorced while I was in jail, which is really embarrassing. But if I had realized at the time that the first compact, the first contract with God, between God and His creation, us, was the sanctity and importance of marriage, I never would have got married. But to reel this back in, the reason when I'm not on the road, I'm working on the truck, it's how I don't lose my mind. It's how I don't get lost in all the fear. I mean, you guys listen to me to see what's going on, blah, blah, blah. You look to me for my opinions and such, or you just troll me, one of the two. But imagine being me, being able to see things for what they are before they happen. In many cases, I'm not saying that in any, I'm trying to say this the best I can. But if I just sat around and stewed on this all the time, I would lose my mind. And apparently the way I deal with it, because I'm alone 98% of the time, is by either driving like I'm doing right now or working on my truck. But I have to stay busy at all times or I would totally lose my mind. And I can't have that. I just started reading the New Testament. I thought it would be a nice break from the Old Testament, you know. And it's bothersome because in Jesus' own words, the red letters, if you look at a woman with lust, you should pluck out your eye. Better to have no eye than to burn in hell forever. Because looking at a woman in a lustful way is basically having sex with her. That sucks. That sucks. Because we live in a world where sex is disposable. Sex is like a Swiffer for your kitchen floor. You know what I mean? If you're married, television and society says, you should be cheating on him, man. 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, it's just no big deal. If you have sex with somebody and have a kid, no big deal. Just abort it real quick. It's easy. It's convenient. It's no big deal. Look at where we live right now. It's insane. It's utterly insane. And as I'm speaking into this camera and looking at out the windshield, I can see the sky, even though I'm watching the road. Mankind has figured out a way to control the weather. And they use it as a weapon to take out crops, to take out towns, to take out countries. People don't believe that. Something they can see with their own eyes. Now you'd think they'd look at the skies and figure it out, because most of us that are my age, mid-50s, mid-40s, mid-30s, you remember when the sky was just the sky. It wasn't loaded with airplanes playing tic-tac-toe. Every movie didn't focus on airplanes spraying the sky in the background. That's predicted programming. That's how they've done it. All they have to do is come out and say, that's not what you... What you see isn't what you see. That's a conspiracy theory. You don't want to be one of them, do you? And people go, nope, I sure don't. I want to be accepted by all my friends and family. The same friends and family that say, hey, how are you doing? And you say, terrible. They go, great, that's terrific. Because they're not listening. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And it wasn't organic. This was a much better world when I was a kid, but it was on its way to where it is now. And where it's going, I can't even imagine. But I ain't gonna be here. At any rate, I'm out.